This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 12. So here we are, the Better Life, Better Work show. I think we're on episode 12. So let's go ahead and jump in today. What I want to share with you guys, as you already know, everything that I tend to teach comes in these little puzzle pieces and nuggets from the great universe that if we are tapped in and tuned in and listening, so much wisdom comes. And so this weekend, so I see Muddy here. Yay, Muddy. I see Muddy here. And I've been sharing with you guys like the need for, even though many of us are behind our technology and behind our screens, we still need to get out and see people. And one of my preferences is to get out and spend time with people who share similar values, especially socially. Like, I love being with other people who in a social setting can talk about personal growth. It's just what I find interesting. Some people like baseball. I like personal growth. So Muddy sent me a link. He was listening to a podcast, and on this podcast was this gentleman named Walter Nussbaum, who happens to own a coaching and consulting company here in Denton. And they do, once a month, they do a total personal growth hour. It's not networking. It's just, he's just getting up and sharing some wisdom. And I just had gotten back from LA and was kind of in my decompression time, and I looked at the title of this week's topic, and it was Take Initiative. And of course, they don't have another one until next May, and I'm not going to be in Denton when they do the next one. So, you know, my little spirit said, take initiative. Hi, Amy. My big spirit said, take initiative and just go. And so I went. And so some of what I'm going to talk about today was inspired by the talk that Walter gave. And you can actually see his talk at Catalyst Denton. He records them and does them on Facebook. And Walter is a man. And I just got back from this very, this weekend in LA that I noticed, this is what my experience was. I'm just very sensitive to the traditional masculine linear way of working and being in the world. It is not wrong. And I need something with soft edges because I did that whole masculine thing and it put me in striving and driving and suffocating and nexting, etc. And so as we've been known to say in my circles, F the hustle, screw the hustle. And I know hustle is a big buzzword out there right now. And I remember doing a thing with the music. That kind of hustle, like the dancing, I can do. But this whole hustle, 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 for me, the energy of that word creates stress and striving and frustration. And it lasts for a while, but then the bottom falls out under me. And I have found that version of success, not physically, emotionally, or even financially sustainable. So what I want to share with today is, and Walter did this talk about excellence. He had some really good points. He was talking about what it takes to get excellence. He was talking about three states of all living things where we grow, we have homeostasis, and then death. And he had a really good talk. And so I'm going to expand on, without re-giving his talk, I'm going to expand on a couple of things. And he asked us a question at one point. I do want to share the example of a gentleman he used in the rooms, and I may get the number wrong, but he, you know, everybody I see watching on the live show has some form of business or practice or offering. Most of you guys and most of my audience works for themselves, right? Most of us do. Most of us work for ourselves. And so you get You get both the joy and the freedom, but you also get the stress of creating something and creating not just income, but profit and sustainable income. So Walter is setting up his thing for Catalyst Denton, and there's a friend of his in the room, and I can't remember his friend, but his friend has lost a lot of weight. So I'm going to say 100 pounds. I don't know if it was 70 pounds or 120, but it was a lot of weight. And he asked this guy, you know, how long did it take you to lose the weight? And the guy said, 3 years. And Walter used the example of how so many people want to buy the lose 10 pounds in 3 days, right? Everybody wants to get rich quick. Everybody wants the fast. We don't have the patience. We don't have the patience to create something that grows. You know, you don't go out into your garden and plant some seeds, and then tomorrow you go out and look at the garden where the seeds are now in the dirt and go, fuck you, you little plant, grow. And sometimes I know that we do this as business owners. We're like, why isn't it working? Yes, Christine says the magic pill. And you guys, I mean, I'm raising my hand. I have bought into the magic pill programs. It's one of the reasons that when I work in one-on-one coaching, I work with a 7-month minimum agreement. And a lot of my clients end up re-enrolling after because it is a longer journey. So Walter's talking about this guy. How did you, so it took 3 years, and how did you lose the weight? And what I loved about what this man said, and I'm messing up exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, I exercise for 30 minutes a day. I drink lots and lots of water. I can't remember how much, but he drinks lots and lots of water. He moderates his eating and he cut his French fry habit in half. And what I loved was there was no pill, there was no shake, there was no hardcore dieting. There was no hardcore exercising, but striving and struggling, whether it's to lose weight or having the business, is really hard on our spirit, you guys. It's really hard on our spirits. And so I wanna share a recipe. Oh, this is what it was. So Walter asked the question to the group about, like, what do you think it took to do that? And I started writing some things down. And so I wrote down these words. And then a few days later, I added a couple more. So the first thing I thought, oh, and this is where I was connecting to. So many of you know that I started a walking journey. So I'm walking every day. I say every day, but I'm probably walking 6 out of 7 days a week. And I also am putting a third of everything I make away for taxes. I'm actually adding an extra percent to put away for a profit account now. That's a whole nother story. But so he asked what it took, and it got me thinking about what does it really take instead of someone saying hustle. And the first thing I wrote down was be persistent. So you're going to want to write these things down, you guys, if you can. These are the 5 P's to a more peaceful path to success and prosperity and profit and all these other things. So be persistent. I see so many people give up. And a couple of weeks ago, so the other thing I've been doing is fascia blasting. And I got on the scale. I don't get on the scale very often, but I got on the scale yesterday morning. I started this journey in December. I am not trying to lose weight. I am just wanting to move my body. I'm wanting to get my vitality back. And I got on the scale yesterday morning and I noticed I had lost 9 pounds. 9 pounds. 8 pounds, 8 point something, almost 9 pounds. Over 5 months, 4 months, it hasn't been fast, but it also wasn't a hustle. It was this frequency over intensity, frequency over intensity. And in business, many of us, especially because when we're working for ourselves, we can have, so this started for me in real estate. You know, you can have $100,000 a month in real estate. I'm not saying that it's easy to do, but it's happened. And in coaching, you know, I can have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a month in coaching, but I also have a couple of upside down months. And so what our brain does is our brain thinks, if only I can hit the grand slam home run. And so when we are hustling in grand slam mode, right? Like, so if you're watching sports and then somebody has to hit a grand slam to win the game at the end of the ninth inning, it's a long shot. And the stress of even watching a sports game, a sports game, my friend calls it sports ball. The stress of watching one of these games, right? So we just got finished with March Madness and it's like, oh, it's so close and it's so close. And that creates this tension in our body that actually does create disease and illness and sickness. And it's interesting because as I speak about this, I can feel my own tenderness coming up. I can feel the weight of striving coming up in my body and in my emotions. I can feel underneath the tightness of trying and doing and responsibility, I can feel the heart of so many people out there that just want to get their work into the world, that just want to serve and want to make a living doing it. And when I have hustled in the past, hustling works for a weekend or it works for a season, but it's not a way to sustain a life and a lifestyle and a business. And so the first one is be persistent. Frequency over intensity. And so in these games, you know, as I played basketball, it felt great to hit a three-point shot. You feel like a fucking badass when you nail a three-point shot, especially from the baseline. But you know what wins games? Free throws and layups and rebounding. Free throws, layups, and rebounding are frequency over intensity. The three-point shot is intensity, but the frequency, the fundamentals. So be persistent, okay? And what I love about walking is that I can just be persistent. I remember my friend John Davis, who was like on episode 4. John is a runner and runs marathons and all this other stuff. And when I used to run with John in my 20s, I could never keep up with him. He just had longer legs. But he was like, Allison, you can go further if you run slower. You can go further if you run slower. And this is where the tenderness comes up. So many of us are running so fast in our businesses. We're being persistent, but we think persistent means fast, and it doesn't mean fast. So there's number one. The first P is be persistent. Frequency over intensity. Run slower and you can go further. I am still learning this one. I'm learning to slow down. I'm learning to get the fundamentals instead of always hoping for the long shot. Number two, be prolific. Be prolific. Look, I covered my face. Be prolific. So here's where prolific is. And this is one of my superpowers because I love to create. I love to create not just art, but I love to create content. I love to create conversations. I love to create connection. Be prolific. So I'm doing this series of live coaching sessions because I realize most people, unless you've been my client, you have not seen what it's like to coach with me. You might see what it's like to learn from me and teach from me, but most people don't get to see it. So I've done two of these. I'm going to do a series of them. And one of them was my friend Amy Harris. And Amy Harris wants to write a book. And she has this book coming up from her daughter, Maven, like this wisdom. She's this mystic wisdom, this mystic mother's wisdom that is coming about this spiritual child that she has. And we think that we have to have the whole book done before we put it out. But if you put out a little paragraph every day, if you put one tiny creation into the world every day, it creates a cumulative effect. And so when people look at me, they're like, when they look at my body of work, and my team knows because we just transferred this body of work over to a whole new server and a whole new website. And there's, you know, we've transferred a lot and there's still a few glitches. Like we dropped a few crumbs on the way and we have to find those. But that body of work wasn't created overnight. It was created with a tiny little burp in some place, in some way, almost every single day. Baby steps. So in the same way that we run slower to get further, but take the step. So in walking, I don't exercise every day, but I can walk every day. And each one of you can be prolific. You can be prolific in your creation of service, in your creation of content. You can do a little bit every day. And what I see people doing is they create, and then when they don't get that instant result, they stop. And I get it. I tell you what, when the money gets thin, or the money gets tight, or in April when the tax bill's about to come. And I know a lot of people that have a quality problem of a very large tax bill coming that, oops, they forgot to prepay those things. Because we tend to rob Peter to pay Paul in this little entrepreneurial world. Some of you are brilliant at it, but some of us are getting better and better every day. So the prolific, we don't realize. I was talking with Kay Blonde this morning, who I've been doing some coaching with. And as y'all know, one of the major shifts that I want to write in my business, and maybe you do too, is this. I want to every single quarter have the cash to send my quarterly taxes so that on April 15th, 2018, I do not have a panic attack from December to April thinking about a very large tax bill that I've only paid a portion of. And that right there would solve 98% of the ease in my life. And so I've made a decision to be persistent and be prolific. So instead of changing money once a month, I go in and look at my money and move a little bit into my profit account and a little bit into my tax savings account every single day. And it's, I feel like I'm riding the Titanic. I'm not, as Kay said this morning, she goes, you're not turning a motorboat, you're turning a big ship. And to the everyday person, one might not see progress and growth. So when you're being persistent and prolific, I got to tell you, a lot of times we can't see the forest for the trees. That's another one of the P's. I'll tell you that in a minute. So part of this is also, the next P is be patient. Be patient. The man that lost that weight had to be patient. In doing this walking, in doing my fascia blasting, in adding slightly healthier foods to my diet and green juice to my diet. Yes, one of the goals is to slim down my body a little bit. And if I had quit 2 weeks ago because I didn't see results, I wouldn't see the results today. So a lot of times we hit a plateau, right? And so I've talked about this so many times on this show. Let's see if I can grab one of these. Okay, I've done prolific. So there's this exponential success factor, right? Like you're going, and then zoom, right? And a lot of times we quit right here. We don't realize that we're quitting right here. Right. And Walter shared this, he shared the downward one too, right? So there's the downward one. This is where we decline, right? So a lot of times we feel like we're in status quo. And this is the persistence every single day. And so for those of you on the podcast, what I'm drawing is that flat line that ends up increasing and then making little tick marks every single day on that flat line. For those of you that don't have the visual view, I'll put a visual image on the show notes. So we've got persistent, we have prolific, and now we're at patience. And part of patience is being persistent. The rewards, what did Walter say? Something along, the rewards come at the end. Or the other thing is, one of the things I was talking with my husband about this week is, and I'm not going to lie, I consider every once in a while, especially after reading this book, Profit First, this week, and hearing that so many people have this frustration with, I create great revenue, but where is my profit? I create great revenue, but where is my profit? Or when I see a profit, my revenue, which feels massive, turns around and pays something behind me instead of ahead of me. And this is a trap that many of us can get in. And so I'm talking with my husband about this and just the wake up of this. And, you know, he said, Allison, you've been doing this for, we've been together for 11 years. So he's experienced my April, except for 2 Aprils ago, I did pay it all in cash and I paid it in full. But I backslid a little bit. He's like, we've been doing this. And that's because from his perspective, sometimes he can't see the progress. So I told him, I said, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think every once in a while about what job could I get that would pay me much less my revenue, pay me my profit. I mean, pay me my, you know, pay me my gross or not my gross, my net, pay me my net. What job could I get that would pay me my net and give me the time and the freedom, et cetera. So if I got that job, most likely it'd be a sales job to make the income that I make. Most likely it'd be a sales job, which means I'm in a sales job now, you guys. Many of you are in a sales job. You might be, so like Muddy's a graphic recorder. He's got a sales job. We still have to sell our services. Those of you that are coaches and artists, we still have to sell. You are in a sales position. And so right now I'm in a sales position for me. And I was telling Bill the other day, I said, so here's what it would look like if I got up and got a salary plus commissions, right? I'd be up and out of the house by 7 o'clock in the morning. Most likely I wouldn't be home until 7 o'clock at night. I might be traveling and I would have a lot of evenings where I would need to be doing social sales, like going for drinks and dinner and those kinds of things. And I'd be getting 40% of what I was selling instead of 100%. And I'd be stressing out about somebody else's problems. Whereas here, I can go to lunch with my husband today. I can work and do a little dog training and all this other stuff. So which would I rather have? Would I have this supposed security? Or so I am taking some of the rewards early and I'm worrying about my own problems instead of worrying about somebody's. And he said, I wouldn't trade it either. I wouldn't trade it either. And that gave me a little bit of peace of mind because, you know, when you're in this risk-taking world, we have to be a little patient, right? We have to be a little patient. And that doesn't mean lazy. So the next one that I want to share with you is that it's, and it's really the story I just told, is perspective. You've got to get perspective. And this is really where coaching is so helpful. So this morning at 8:30 on my coaching session with Kay, because I hired Kay at the beginning of the year. There's two things that Kay is brilliant at. She is older and wiser than me. I may help her with some business stuff, but that woman does her money well, and that woman does her exercise well. And because those were my two things, I hired Kay to specifically help me on this. So this morning, perspective matters. So I have this conversation with Bill, and we talk about the two different perspectives, and which perspective would you choose? And I'm talking with Kay, and I'm sharing with her, and we're strategizing, and we're talking, and I'm telling her about these insights that I have. And when I'm all done after an hour of conversation, Kay says, I would like to reflect back to you the perspective that I have seen from the outside. Okay, because you guys realize, and they talk about this in coaching all the time, when we are looking at the world, our field of vision is only as wide as our perspective. And so we have to, on purpose, right, with purpose, we have to choose to, in art, we call it, we spiral in. And we spiral out. And if you're close to the painting, you see something different than if you pull away from the painting. So we've got to get different perspective. And in running a business, having outside perspective helps. So Kay went through this list at the end of our call. And I just am so blessed by it because you guys are just like me. I know you are, listening and watching. You are so much harder on yourself. You're one of two things. You're either too easy on yourself and you make excuses, which my people generally don't, right? So you're too easy on yourself and you make excuses, or you're so hard on yourself. I tend to attract a lot of overachievers who are really beating themselves up with performance and success and trying to find a more spiritual, soulful way to do business. And so what I find is that we are so hard on ourselves. And so here I am kind of beating myself up and talking about this problem. Yeah, I'm working on fixing it. And Kay goes, hold on a second. You've done this and this and this and this. And she said, you think you've only turned your boat 2%? Woman, I've seen you turn your boat 10%. Like, you are so much further around the corner than you even realize. And when I got off that call with her, even though it was really intense and we were really crunching some numbers and working on some stuff, not to hit a home run, but to really be wise and persistent and prolific and patient. over the next year to course, maybe even the next 2 years to course correct this ship. It was so nice to get the perspective of, oh yeah. So take a moment. I'm going to go through and ask you to reflect on your life and your business, and then I'll check in with the audience. So thank you for being patient. Get some perspective. Perspective is really valuable. You know, earlier this year, Maria, who works for me, and I call her, she is the chief holder of my heart. So she actually, you know, it's interesting because in the profit book would go, well, what is that profit generating? Maria holds the space for my heart. And one night when I'm working and grinding and I have the frown on my face, the little double wrinkle in between my eyes of stress, Maria can't even see it, but energetically she can feel me. And she sends over this text and it says, allow yourself some pleasure. Allow yourself some pleasure. That, how do you put a price on that? How do you put a number in a spreadsheet that her reminding me to come home to pleasure and create from a place of pleasure is where my magic is. That doesn't show up on a balance sheet, but it shows up on the balance sheet of your soul. And this leads me to the last one. Be present. So this is where mindfulness, the divine, y'all know I am such a big believer in bringing the divine and spirit into our businesses because it does help ease all this. But be present. Be present. And when we are mindful and patient and prolific and persistent and we have perspective, when we are present, so take a moment right now wherever you are and just get present with what, get present below the thinking. Okay. That's what being present does. When we get present, we drop below the automatic thinking. And so, yes, take just a moment in this pause here to get present with what is true for you deeper than your thoughts. Maybe notice your body. Maybe tune in your intuitive listening to your spiritual guides. If you don't think you have them, you do. You just have to tune in and start listening. But we're so used to listening at the top. We're so used to listening to the thoughts that run the ticker tape in our mind. But if we can drop below and be present, we will hear the wisdom. And this week, I thought it was so interesting. So I have all these P words going around. I just bought this book, Profit First, and there's a totally legit, like, it's like, oh, this makes sense. I can do this. There's a guide in there for helping me. You know, it's, you know, I call out to the universe, I'd like to do this. Provide me the shorts, show me the tools and resources that can help me so I don't have to do it alone. I get told about this book, Profit First, a couple times, but the Profit book first has that really masculine energy. And as I sat down and read it, and then I woke up the next morning, I noticed that my body felt, I felt just tight and frustrated and stressed. And I took a moment and I breathed. I don't know if that's the proper conjugation of the word, but I took a breath and I got present. And instantly I heard the divine say, so I also had this coaching session with Amy, and Amy had acknowledged, I had told her about Profit First, and she had acknowledged the prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, in me. She said, Allison, I see you as a prophet. And after that call, I sat down with those two words, prophet and prophet, prophet and prophet. And I ended up writing this email that I sent out that had no less than 20 typos in it, you guys, but my spirit wrote that email. And never in my life, never in the history of my email list have so many people opened it. So I don't know if that's using a new email server. There was nothing for sale in it. It was almost as if I wrote a blog post, but it was Profit First or Prophet First. And it came from my heart and my spirit. It was actually the wisdom that was given to me from my divine business manager that said, you can profit money-wise first when you prophet first. And so I'll put a link to that blog. I ended up correcting all my typos. And here's what's funny. Only one person unsubscribed and nobody emailed me back and was like, you have all these typos. And in fact, people cut and pasted and shared and they didn't even see the typos because they were hearing the prophet speak, the priestess speak. And so I want to call forward in each of you for your businesses. Exactly. Linda says, I read it and didn't even notice the spelling, which I usually do. Because the message of the prophet, the message of your divine business manager, when you hire the divine business manager, that's another blog post that I'll link in the show notes so you can see what, you know, what the whole concept of the divine business manager is. But the prophet and the presence, so the being present helps you listen. Being present helps you listen to the prophet within you. And in each of you, my belief is that in you resides the spirit of the divine. And there is an element of that spirit that is here to serve your business and serve your people and serve your bottom line as you share your heart and show your work with the world. So what I want to switch into right now is some presence around these words. And I just want to guide you through for yourself, now that I spoke to you guys, I want to guide you through. Actually, backwards. I'm going to guide you backwards. I love when spirit drops in and, as Kay says, taps me on the shoulder and says, do this, do this. So I want to guide you through. And I do this with my clients sometimes. It's actually the most powerful work that I do because I'm not giving any answers. And as a teacher and a consultant and somebody with a strong opinion, I tend to want to give answers. But take a moment out if you can and pull out a journal. Or if you're driving or listening or walking, just really set the intention that you will come up with your own answers to these prompts that I have for you and what they mean for you. And I'm going to go quickly. And the reason I go quickly is this. I don't want you to think too much, right? So the first one is I want you to check in with the divine inside you, the prophet, about your prophet. What does the prophet within you want you to know about the prophet in your business? And just write that down. And once you've called on the prophet, I want you to get present. Drop into an even deeper layer of presence. Don't just notice what comes easy. Drop in and notice. Maybe do an intuitive body scan about your business. We did that yesterday with Miriam, who was talking about having a niche. And who knew that doing an intuitive body scan and finding a tiger in your hip gave you all the business answers that you need? Well, I did because I'm a priestess of business. So that's how it rolls. But get present. Get present. And as you get present, what comes up? And I'm not talking about your fear thoughts. I'm talking about from that divine business manager. What does she say? So here's what mine said. It's so interesting. I have, y'all can't see it, but I have over here one of my graphic facilitation boards, and I have all my funnels mapped out, all my strategic left brain clinical stuff over there. And I have a second page kind of on top of it because my prophet said, woman, you get lost in teaching business strategy. You get lost in teaching social media, these things that I love. I love teaching coaching. I love teaching all this stuff. And my prophet said, you must remember that you are a spiritual business priestess first. That's what you are first. All the other stuff is bonus. Oh, so I wrote down all these, like the spiritual elements, and it's so easy to go to the elements that technically sell well. So get present. What does your business manager say? Take a sip of water here. Amy Dawn asks, should I go or shouldn't I go? Amy Dawn, no, you should come to Camp Starheart. Really? I can't answer that, right? But if you go into your presence and ask, but I'll put on the plate, maybe you're supposed to come to Camp Starheart yet. Lisa Nichols is fabulous, but so am I. Okay, so the next one is patience. I want you to just pull in the word patience. And where does spirit, and patience and prolific and persistent kind of go together, right? But where are you being called to release your sense of urgency? Where are you being called to slow down? That's what patience is. So I could even add under here, you know, another word for patience is slow down to speed up. And as I always say, and this is one of the reasons why I do these prompts, is because the wisdom comes in the answer, in the space between. The wisdom doesn't come out of my mouth. It comes in the space between. So patience, where does your wisdom, not me, but where does your wisdom want you to slow down? Prolific. Where could you be creating and sharing your heart and showing your work in a more prolific way? So prolific, can't talk. Prolific means creating regularly, daily, right? It means daily. So if somebody is a prolific painter, that means they are constantly churning out work. And I don't mean churning from the striving pace, but they, you know, you see people that can't help it. Linda is here. Linda paints all the time, or she's constantly painting. I create content 2 or 3 times a day, like 87 times. My average number of posts on Facebook is 12 a day. I think yesterday there were 27. I create even too much, but prolific. When a photographer takes photos, to get one good photo, to get that one gem, they take hundreds of pictures. So check in. Let me pause and be quiet so you can hear beyond my words. How are you being called to create either service? How are you called to share your heart and show your work? Right? How can you be prolific with getting your message out? And then what does your spirit want you to know about persistence? What does your spirit want you to know about persistence? So for me, it's easy to go to, like, this is what's fun. As I've been walking, on December 6th, when I started walking, if you asked me to run around the block, I'd have had a heart attack. And so when I'm walking, especially if I'm walking one of my dogs, or when I'm even walking at the gym, I'll do a couple of laps of running. I haven't run since I was 32 years old. But all of a sudden, I never set out to run, but all of a sudden, like, I feel a kick in my step. But that's what persistence, that's what the frequency over intensity does, is the frequency builds up your muscle. If I am persistent, especially in the painful parts of putting a third of every penny that comes in, and now we're adding the profit first, so you add 1% into a profit account and 3% into your tax account, another 3% into your future savings account, right? So that's 7% off the top saved from every dollar that comes in. Every dollar that comes in, actually, it's more than that. It's not 3%. That is 61%. Well, 67%. Do you guys realize that? If you have a $1,000 a month client, that 67% of it goes away, like to truly profit, to save for your future and for your taxes, which means expenses and life happens on that other 30%. So what does persistence look like for you? And as I think about even those many things, that feels painful to me. But if I'm persistent, it becomes less painful. Did I leave out perspective? I did. I think, did I leave out perspective? I think I did in the prompts. Okay, so let me add this one back in. So take a moment, and in your mind's eye, I want you to rise above your office, above this computer, above your head, above your family, above your city. And I want you to zoom on out and get some perspective. Pull way back. And what is, so this is one of the cards that keeps coming up when I pull oracle cards, is the unseen. What is the unseen? What does your spirit, your divine inner whisper say about perspective? Or maybe you need to ask your coach, what do you see that I don't see? What's in my blind spots? And not just the blind spots of negative, not so both and, right? Like what's in my positive blind spot and what's in my needs work blind spot? What's in my blind spot? What's in my perspective? So I want to thank y'all so much. I do want to let you know. So today this show is being recorded on April 7th, 2017. And I'm going to be persistent. Even though the doors to Camp Star Heart are closed, I do have a few empty seats. I didn't sell out. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't sell out. I always sell out. So I didn't sell out this year. I have a couple of empty seats. And so if for some reason your spirit says, get on a plane and go to Austin, April 19th through 23rd. So it starts the evening of April 19th and we end it starts on a Wednesday evening, end on the 3rd. You can go to www.campstarheart.com. You guys, it's the most affordable way to work with me. I have 30 people in the room. Miriam said, how many people? I have 30 people in the room. Last year I had 33. And this year I was shooting between 40 to 50. So I would love it. I'm not going to drive myself nuts, but if this is a calling for you to get on a plane and come be a part of actually doing these things. I have some speakers, but we're really going to be talking about a lot of these things. I didn't realize it, but that's how the universe works. You can find out more about that at campstarheart.com. You can message me if you want to actually have a conversation to see if it's a fit. One of the things I told somebody today, I said, sales are not made in an opt-in. They're made in a face-to-face or voice-to-voice conversation. I want to remind you guys all of that, right? When we're being persistent, it's not about being persistent about what we share on Facebook. That is the equivalent of a telephone poll poster. So we need to be persistent about having conversations and connections, connecting, creating, inviting. And so if you would like to connect with me about Camp Starheart, this is an invitation for you to inbox me. And whether it's private message or email or whatever, just send me a message and I will pick up the phone and talk to you about if it's a fit for you. The other thing I want to let you guys know is I have some spaces on my one-on-one roster. This is another unheard of. This is what happens when you slow down because you've been sick and now that you're well again. So I actually have some spaces on my one-on-one roster. I only take 5 clients a year on my one-on-one roster. And so I have a couple of spaces for the right person. My one-on-one work is not cheap. It's expensive. It is an investment. It is the same investments that I have made over and over again. But what that does, just like in my conversation with Kay this morning, you know, it's not just a one. Someone said, oh, Allison, you give so much content away for free. You do all this information. Well, let me tell you what, here's what I know. After being I've been self-employed since September of 2003. I went from being a teacher making $26,000 to being a realtor, self-employed, and making my first $150,000 ever, and I've never gone down since. I haven't always done it perfectly, but I have some credibility in the learning and growing your business field. And what I know is that this many years in, I am still learning and working with coaches on the things that I learned or heard once. It doesn't matter how much I give to y'all free. If you don't have support in your life in a way, it's the practice, right? So this is another P word we could throw in here is the practice. It is not, this isn't one of the sayings, pull some past content out. It is practice, not performance. It is the practice, not the performance. And so right here, I can speak with you guys and you can take the information and you can go, wow, that was really great. That feels really good. Just like I did at the beginning of the year, you know, I'm all working with Kay. I'm going to do this. I do this. And then when money comes in and I need to pay that money with taxes and Kay says, be persistent about putting your third away, right? That support and that help. I love my husband so much. And when he walked out the door, I told him I'm going to be doing the show. And he's called me 3 times. And it's not an emergency. It's because he wants me to carry in groceries. He totally forgot. So practice makes the performance good. But so many of us just show up for the performance. How can we practice? And that's what hiring a coach does. So of course, I'm going to pitch you guys. Full of peas. How many peas can we get, right? How many peas can we get today? A whole bunch of little peas. I'm going to have to make a visual image of all these little peas for the show notes today. It'll be a different kind of show notes if you're on the list at allisoncrow.com/better. So how many pitches can I give you at one ending of the segment? Yeah, I'll stop there. So let me check in. Let me just take a, I love it. Someone says pitch away, right? And if that gives you all permission. So one of the things we don't do is we don't pitch. We share our heart and we show our work, but we don't pitch. And I've been guilty of that too. So I'm learning how to go ahead and make the ask. And one of the reasons is, I know the ask may turn off some people, but one of the reasons is because I have a lot of people that said, I don't know how to work with you. Could you please pitch me so that I know what my options are? So I promise to get better about pitching just so you know what your options are. And someone sent me a message yesterday and she said, I need to know. We've already talked together. She knows, we know what the experience of coaching. And it was so fun because she's like, I need to know the exact amount for a year of working with you so that I can go create that money, create and manifest that money because I am going to work with you. And it's a large number. And so it was so fun, but she was like, I need to know the pitch, like pitch me, baby, not sell her, but let me know what's on the menu. With you guys that I'm in the room with y'all. B. Flanagan on show. How did you forget that? Okay. So what questions do you guys have? Let's see. Elise, man, it feels so good to have you. Miriam, Linda's here. Casey's here. A plethora of P's. Yes. Practice versus performance. Pitch away. Thank you, Miriam. A couple of spaces open for the right person. I love it. Thank you. I love having a wing woman. Again, the percentages. Okay, this is good. Thank you. So let me, this just came to me. Let me get out my pen and my little piece of paper. So here's what we're going to do. And I'm still, you can get the Prophet First book, but please put on your priestess hat, like put on your divine hat as you read it, because I think a lot of times when we read these, and the blog I wrote makes sense. So if we have 100%, this is what my plan is, okay? So I talked to y'all earlier about living in thirds. First third, that's 33%, okay? Because if we got 33.333, that's three times, that's 100%. So 33% of everything that comes in for a self-employed person, if you are not, if you don't have your company set up as a corporation where you're taking taxes out, you're getting 100% of your revenue. And part of the problem that people have is they don't put away. And in general, if you're making a reasonable amount of income, you're in the highest tax bracket, right? So if I put away 33% of everything I make into a tax savings account, this is not your regular savings account, but I have one labeled tax savings. So right now, there is more money in my tax savings account than anywhere. And it's hard because it's tempting. It's tempting to pay down debt with that. It's tempting to go to Mexico with that. It's tempting. But that money this week or next week will get the check for the amount that's in there. Will go straight to the IRS every quarter, paying those quarterly taxes on time. And if you take a third of that away, you will have your tax money. Now, the second third, for me, I'm giving myself this year to do the first third, and then next year I'm putting in the second third. This goes to, so many of us entrepreneurs don't have our investment plans. We don't have our retirement. That's what the word is, retirement. I don't know. Maybe at least we should leave this. This is good stuff. I'll just let it be what it is. Okay, so the second third goes into a retirement account. Okay, because so many of us, I don't know about, you know, my husband was a teacher for years. He had a much smaller paycheck, but that man has more cash because he put some things in an annuity outside of the retirement that the school gave him, right? And so he was persistent. Yeah, let's keep this in, Elise. I know that we're going over, but it's perfect. Would you ever retire from this work? So that's a good question. Just a second, Freddie. Let me actually highlight that. Give me that in just a second. Okay, so this goes for our future rewards, okay? And I used to say what Freddie said. I used to tell Bill all the time, I'm never going to retire. You want to retire? I'm never going to retire. And then guess what happened, you guys? I got sick. I got that whole adrenal fatigue. And here's the thing. It didn't look like cancer sick. It didn't, you know, I didn't have to go get this huge treatment. So it looks like you're being lazy, which is a whole mindfuck in itself. But when I realized that the way to get my adrenals back in support was rest. And when you need to rest, you can't be on coaching calls, right? So you either have to have passive income or you have to have savings. And so that's one of the reasons my roster is slow, because it took me 22 months to, I finally, as of 2 months ago, feel like my full vitality is back. I was able to go to Rich Lipman's event and I was able to stand and connect and be, and I haven't been able to do that in 2 years. Like my mojo is back, but it didn't happen overnight. And if I, one of the reasons I'm stressed about money right now is because I pulled back my revenue producing activities to take care of myself. So that's why we put this money in. It's not just retirement, but it's emergency, or if you get sick, or if you need to take care of somebody. You know, if Bill got sick, and even though that were covered, I would need to take care of him, right? We would need to adjust some things. So, and this is something that my husband was always so smart about, but I was in fairyland going, oh, that'll never happen to me, right? So this is why we do the second, third. This year, I'm not working on second thirds. I still put a little bit. I put a couple hundred dollars in every month to those, but I'm not quite ready to put a second third. And then the last third is for living in expenses. Okay. So let me break this down a little bit more. Thank you for that question, Freddie. So now, so this is the one I originally started this plan, right? So you put a third away. The first third for taxes, the second third for your future or emergencies, and then you live and work off the last third. So let me explain what that looks like. If you have $1,000 coming in, we're going to use an easy round number. Most of my clients pay a chunk down and then they pay $1,000 a month to work with me privately. So in my head, I'm thinking, I have five clients, that's $5,000 a month. No, it's not. Bill's in there laughing at me. I've said this to you. I know. So it's not really $1,000 a month. It's a $333 client a month. But in my brain, when you're not, even though you know it, when you haven't really started to live and practice and be persistent with this, it's a stretch to go from a, you know, you think you have $1,000 a month, but you really only have $333. Now, here's what the brain does. If the brain thinks it has $1,000, you guys, it's going to spend $1,000. If the brain thinks it has $333, guess what? It will only spend $333. I used to live on $800 a month. How did I do that? How did I live on $800 a month? All right, so here's the new plan. I'm adding in, and I just started reading Profit First, but I'm adding in, starting, I started the other day. I have three different savings accounts, and one of them is just kind of sitting there. So I changed it to my Profit account. So I have my retirement account, and I haven't even gotten through the book, so I didn't hold the whole plan. There will be more once my debt is paid off. But after the 33% goes, well, he says profit first. I'm going tax first. So he actually says take 1% off the top and put it in your profit first account. There are people that are trained in this. There are profit trained people. I just got the book. So I'm not an expert, but he said this in the book. He said, do not stop. Do not pass go. Put the book down right now and go open this account and put 1% of everything you have in all your accounts in there. So I did that. I took 1%. It's only got a little bit of money in it, but I funded that account with 1%. And so now everything I get, I take 1% and I put it in that account. And then I take 33% of that total amount and put it in the tax account. And that is the first steering of my ship in the new direction. Now, here's the thing. I've been doing versions of this. I probably haven't had a whole third, but those are the numbers that I'm talking about. Right. And we've got to think. So it's interesting. I'm in my Camp Starheart books. You guys, nobody shares the books of their events. It's not pretty. And nobody talks about it except for me before the even event has happened. Nobody talks about it. I was talking with Jason Goldberg last night, like the pain in the ass of doing a launch. Most people don't see that. It's part of the persistence to be able to handle the pain of part of this stuff is painful. And one of the things I didn't do last year that I did this year was when the hotel says the room is $500 a day, plus a 24% service fee and a 12.5% tax. Do you know that that makes the room $748 a day? And you add that over 4 days, you have a whole nother day of a room. When catering says that your budget, you have to spend $1,770 in catering, you have to, in food and beverage, you have to spend $1,770 to get the $500, that after the taxes, the service fee, and the other fee, that $1,770 is actually $3,000. Like you can't just do the math from what you're quoted. You have to go in and do, okay, then you have to go in and you have to take off the income tax, right? And that's what you see what is left. And so one of the reasons many of us entrepreneurs are feeling this stress is because, and it's so embarrassing for my husband to sit in the room because my husband is so good about looking truthfully at his numbers. He's done it his whole life. And I wasn't trained to do that. That's not an excuse. I just know that I am working with my psyche and I am having conversations with Rebecca Davidson and Kay Blonde and these books and other people in my life who are working on being truthful with our money situation, telling the truth. And the truth is for $1,000. So this is one thing that he does say in the Profit First book that I think is really good is he says, most of us have been taught backwards accounting. We've been taught that revenue minus expenses equals profit, right? That's most of it was like, we do this, we spend the money and whatever's left over. And so that's why many, many people on small businesses like me, even if you have a job, right? Your income minus your expenses equals your profit. There's no profit left. And it doesn't matter if you make a gazillion dollars, if you're not putting that profit first. So you have your gazillion dollars, then you spend a gazillion dollars and you go, I had all this revenue. Where's my profit? And so he says, we need to start thinking revenue minus profit equals expenses. We got to switch it around because if we don't have gazillion dollars to spend, we'll only spend five, right? So we've got to change. I am literally changing, and I keep saying literally, but I am changing the synapses in my brain. And I'm going to tell you all the truth. It is painful. It's humiliating. I've had to have conversations with my husband. It creates all this stress, but here's the thing. If I want to make this change, if I want to create new synapses in my brain, which means new thinking, which means new feeling, which means new actions and new results, because ultimately I want different results. I want next April, when I get the tax bill, to get a refund because I've paid too much. Right? I can't just want that and think it's going to happen like the fucking lottery. I have to change my thinking, which changes my synapses. And I have to practice that new thinking. I have to be prolific. I have to be persistent. I have to slow down and look at my money. Bill asked me the other day, can I write a check for the dog, for Pedro and Kathy who stay with our dogs when we're out of town? I said, normally I'd be like, yeah, just do it. And I don't think anything about it. But I slowed down. I went into my accounts and I told them what accounts to put it at. Be present. This is one. Y'all be present with your money. Look at your books. Don't avoid your books. I know it's not fun when they're not pretty, not what you want to see. It is so easy for me to look. In September, I always have like a $40,000, $50,000 month in September. I just do. And in April, I always, for the last 10 years, April, every year is negative $2,000. I don't like looking at the negative $2,000. I like looking at the big one, but that doesn't turn the boat around. So be present. Be persistent. If I stop right now putting a third of that money in come November, but that's been my problem. I've started, but I haven't finished out the year. Finish out the year. Do it every single day with every single penny that comes in. That's what I got for you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good stuff. I know we went over. I know we went a little long, a little bonus money session. I'm not the expert, and I'm working on working with experts to help me, because I know that left to my own devices, as my husband says, we go through this every year. And a lot of it is because I try to do it on my own. So I have reached out to have help with people that I know are good at it. I'm spending extra time. Bill looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, why are you, like, put down the, I was reading this book on my Kindle, and he's like, put down the device. Like, I want to be here. And I'm working in my mind. I'm spending extra time to get this right. And I share with you as a way of accountability, because I don't want to share with you I'm going to do something and never do it. So that's my built-in and accountability to you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your time. I'd love to hear what insights you get. So either just post in the comments. You can message me if you want. I may or may not respond back, because as I begin to get out there more, my messages get pretty full. But I do want to hear the insights. So put the comments on the Facebook thread or comment in the blog on allisoncrow.com/better, where this will end up living. I love you guys. I appreciate you. It is an honor to connect with you and to be able to share what I'm learning, and take what works for you and leave the rest. I do appreciate your shares. I do appreciate you spreading the word. And again, if anybody is looking for one-on-one coaching support, or would like to come to Camp Starheart, reach out to me. Later on in this year, I will have some group coaching support that is not such an investment. I'm working on some programs right now, but they're not ready to be launched. So I love you guys. I appreciate being able to spend time with you. Have an amazing weekend. And remember, more is not better. Better is better. Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work Show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.allisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.allisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.